我想开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
Let's begin with some scripture.
请弟兄姊妹打开以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, entreat you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
我们再看第五章。
And then Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章第一节到第七节。
We'll read the first 7 verses.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方合圣徒的体统。淫词妄语和喜笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话，因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样，不要被人虚浮的话欺哄，因这些事神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子，所以你们不要与他们同伙。
Ephesians 5:1 Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.But do not let immorality or any impurity or greed even be named among you, as it is proper among saints. There must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not partake with them.
我们请回头看第一章。
And we'll turn back to Ephesians chapter 1.
第四节和第五节。
Ephesians 1 verses 4 and 5。
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will.
第二章
Chapter 2
第四节和第五节
Verses 4 and 5
然而神既有丰富的怜悯因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
But God being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
第三章
And chapter 3.
我们从第16节读到第19节。
From verse 16 to 19.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
我们最后看第四章十五、十六节。
And chapter 4, verses 15 and 16.
我用爱心说诚实话，凡是长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being filled and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
我们早晨已经和弟兄姊妹们讲到。
This morning I shared with everyone,
以弗所书,
that the book of Ephesians,
这一卷启示神永远旨意的一本书,
is a letter in which God depicts his eternal purpose.
它大体上可以分成两个大的段落。
And we find two major sections in this book.
前面一段呢,
the first half,
神的主, 神的旨意,
it speaks of God's purpose.
神怎样在他的计划和工作中建立教会。
How in his glorious plan, he builds up the church.
那么四章的后一半,
and starting with chapter 4 to the latter part of Ephesians,
那我们看见那里神要求我们行事为人要与所蒙的恩召相称。
It speaks of how we ought to walk according to the calling with which we've been called.
那么我们讲过这个行事为人呢，在圣经的原文里面呢，就是行走的意思。
And this behavior is translated as walk.
那么所以我们讲过前一半可以说讲到神的工作。
The first half of Ephesians speaks of God's work.
后一半讲到我们的行事为人。
And the second half speaks of how we ought to walk.
所以我们说以弗所书呢，用两个简单的英文字就可以把它分开了。
Using two simple words, you can break this book into two sections.
前一半是 work,
The first half, work.
是神的工作。
God's work.
后一半就是 walk.
The second half, walk.
所以可见这是一件事情的两面。
And we see two sides of the same coin.
前面是神的计划和工作。
The first, God's purpose and God's work.
后面就是在我们生活里面的实行和实际。
And the second, how we are to walk in our daily lives.
这两部分都是非常的重要。
Both are of equal importance.
不仅第一部分非常重要。
Not only is the first important.
第二部分也非常重要。
The second half is just as important.
因为神要用我们的行事为人与他的旨意呢，要相配合。
Because God wants to use our walk to be intertwined with his will.
所以使徒保罗，那么告诉我们他这个被神囚禁在监牢里面的囚犯。
So Paul begins by saying, I, the prisoner of the Lord.
他恳求 让神的百姓要明白一件事情。
He pleads or entreats the children of God regarding these things.
我们需要用我们的行事为人来配得上所蒙的恩召。
In the manner of our walk, we have to walk according to, that calling with which we've been called.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
神今天呢看教会不是看他外表的工作。
So the Lord is not looking towards the outward activities of the church.
神乃是看他怎么样走主的道路。
He is looking at how the church is walking along the path of the Lord.
所以我们也讲前一半可以讲到神的目的。
So again, the first half of Ephesians speaks of God's purpose.
后一半讲到神的道路。
The second half, God's way.
我们怎么样行走这条路？
How are we to walk along this way?
这才是神今天所最注重的一件事。
This is what God is paying attention to.
我们知道这个行事为人呢。
We know that this walk
是生活的。
Speaks of living.
是在家庭里面的。
Speaks of our family.
在工作里面的。
Our work.
是在世界里面的。
In this world.
所以呢，不是光看聚会的。
So it's not just our meetings together.
聚会固然很重要。
The meetings are important.
但是呢，神更注重我们怎么样在生活中来行走他的道路。
But in our daily lives, are we walking according to his will?
我们都承认啊，有许多时候我们来聚会的时候呢。
We all have to admit that when we come to the meetings,
好像我们比较敬虔。
We seem a little more reverent.
我们来，因为来 worship God 了，所以呢，我们这个心呢，就好像比较这个约束多一点，是吧？
We are gathered here to worship God, and so we have this sense of reverence.
一散会了，
but once the meeting disperses,
回到家里面了，
and we go into our own home,
回到世界生活里了，
we go back into the world,
我们就完全放松了，
then we let loose.
弟兄姊妹，这是很大的错误。
Brothers and sisters, this is a grave mistake.
我们在聚会中所听到的道，所学到的基督，
the words that we have heard, the Christ that we have learned as we gather together,
要放在你的家庭生活里，
needs to be present in our home.
要放在你的工作里面，
needs to be present in our workplaces.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
这是今天神给我们很重要的一个要求。
This is an important requirement of the Lord.
所以保罗才会那样的不厌其烦的用那么细致的手法写下那么多生活中的琐碎的事情。
So this is why Paul writes down these practical things in such fine detail.
我们讲过神要的教会是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
The church that the Lord is looking for is holy and blameless.
那么虽然今天我们达不到这个光景，
even though we can't reach that state today,
但是神一定要把我们带到这样的光景。
But one day the Lord will bring us to that state.
但是在这个转变的过程中，
but in this work of transformation,
如果我们能够行走在神所喜悦的路上，
if we can walk upon the path of the Lord,
我们的生活符合于神的要求。
And our lives fulfill the requirements of the Lord.
那个都是叫神的心非常欢喜。
Then we will please our Lord.
这也是教会在地上的见证。
And this speaks also of the testimony of the church upon this earth.
讲到第四章十七节以后。
So from Ephesians 4:17 and onward.
到第五章啊。
Until chapter 5.
那里呢，用了四次这个 walk 这个字。
You find this word walk 4 times.
那么讲到今天我们教会生活在地上的四个重要的原则。
It speaks of 4 important principles for the church here in this world.
有许多时候我们听起来觉得很简单呢。
Often we hear this and they are simple words.
我们以为我们懂了。
And we think we understand them.
但是弟兄姊妹，神不是光叫你懂。
But the Lord doesn't want us to merely understand them.
请我们记得，
we have to remember.
是要看你怎么走。
The Lord is looking at how we are walking.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要记得。
Brothers and sisters, we have to remember.
不在乎你懂多少。
Doesn't matter how much you understand.
在乎你怎么走。
How is your walk?
神在他的宝座上看着我们。
The Lord looks down upon us from His throne.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的事情。
So this is an important reminder.
早上呢，我们已经讲了一件啊。
This morning we already spoke on one aspect.
我们讲到我们蒙恩得救之后。
That after we are saved.
我们必须和外邦人有分别。
We need to be distinct from the Gentiles.
太重要了。
This is of great importance.
今天呢，地上教会的光景所以非常软弱。
The weak state of the church today,
因为我们大多数神的儿女活得跟外邦人差不多。
Has to do with the fact that we're living no different than the unbelievers.
这使主的教会遭受很大的亏损。
And this causes a lot of troubles for the church.
那么叫教会的见证变得非常的软弱。
Really cripples the testimony of the church.
因为我们是神的儿女啊。
Because we are God's children.
结果我们变得非常属世的一般人。
And yet we are worldly Christians.
弟兄姊妹们，我们怎么能把神的荣耀彰显出来呢？
Brothers and sisters, how can we manifest the glory of God?
你如果眼睛睁大了看一看今天地上的教会。
If you truly open your eyes and look at the state of Christianity today, this is such a serious matter.
因为很多神的儿女们在今天地上的生活跟外邦人没有什么区别。
Because often the children of God have no distinction in their lives from that of an unbeliever.
这个太可怕了。
This is truly scary.
我记得我年轻时候蒙恩得救。
I remember when I was young and first saved.
我们教会里面，我们看见弟兄姊妹们对这些方面的要求是非常严厉的。
I saw how the leading brothers dealt with some of these things very strictly.
Now, 我们绝不能把世界的东西带到教会的里面。
We absolutely were not allowed to bring the things of the world into the church.
连弟兄姊妹的穿着打扮都不能跟世人一样。
Even their dress and their appearance could not be like that of those in the world.
当然我们到后来我们知道呢，这不是光是外面的一个东西。
Of course, then we understood it was not just the outward.
如果我们里面没有分别的话呢，
If we're not separated within,
光外面这样做也没用。
Then it doesn't matter if our outward appearance is different.
所以你知道，我讲一点给你们听也不要紧了。
So I'm going to mention
我年轻的时候啊，
When I was younger,
如果我们来聚会，
When we came to the meetings,
所有的姊妹们呢、啊，都穿的是那个蓝布大褂，那个蓝布做的那个像旗袍一样。
All the women had to wear
一种的 suit,
a type of certain type of dress.
All blue,
a blue colored dress.
Blue color.
All the women were dressed in blue.
所有的姊妹没有一个姊妹啊，敢穿一件什么红的什么。这些什么衣服来的？
Not a single sister dared to come to church wearing red or some other color.
所以一到聚会里面一看，一片都是蓝颜色。
So when you came to the meeting, it was all blue.
啊，弟兄姊妹，那个时候好像很严格。
It was very strict times.
但是呢，等我们一散会之后呢？
But then after the meeting dispersed,
那姊妹把这个蓝布的褂衣服脱了之后呢，穿上就很漂亮了的。
Then they took off these blue robes and they dressed beautifully.
不过当初啊，我想呢，弟兄们所有这样的一个要求啊。
At the time, the brothers may have had this type of requirement.
有一点点的这个训练的意思在里面。
It had this aspect of discipline within it.
啊，我到后来啊，你知道有很多事情看起来很不合理啊。
Some of these things seem really unreasonable.
你知道我去中国的时候呢，也碰见一个很特别的事情。
You know, when I on my last trip to China, I also saw something unusual.
啊，弟兄们上讲台呢，绝对不可以穿短袖的。
The brothers who came up on the stage could not wear short sleeves.
不管多热的天，你都要穿长袖。
Didn't matter how hot the day was, they had to wear long sleeves.
并且很奇怪的是，上讲台之后呢。这个衬衫呢，不能穿在里面，要拉出来放在外面。
And then also, what was unusual is with these long sleeve shirts, they had to untuck them.
我完全不懂。
I didn't understand why.
我觉得这个太奇怪了。
I thought this was really awkward.
那么还有呢，手上不准戴结婚戒指。
And also, the men were not allowed to wear a wedding band.
啊，那个时候我就觉得，哎呀，这个这种教训呢，太怪异了。
And at the time, I felt like this is too odd.
后来有弟兄私下跟我讲。
And、then a brother told me privately.
他说：“孙弟兄，你要稍微的体谅一点。”
He said, "Brother, son, you have to have some understanding."
因为神的儿女们呢，实在太随便。
Because God's people are a bit too casual.
太随便。
Too casual.
所以因此呢，这些年长的人就这么样的用这种奇怪的方法要求。
And so the elder brothers had these type of odd requirements.
他们的用意是什么呢？
What was the purpose behind
it? 就是要跟世界有分别。
It was to be distinct from the world, to be separated from the Gentiles.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我们知道，今天知道，这个不是光是外面的行为的问题。
But of course, we know that it is not just our outward appearance.
如果你从里面没有这个认识，
if we don't have an inner understanding,
你不能脱离那个旧人的这种的光景。
And you can't set aside the condition of the old self.
外面做意义也不算很大。
Then it doesn't really matter what you do on the outward.
但是无论怎样，
but irrespective,
我记得年轻的时候，我们碰到世界上的事情的时候呢，我们里面是有敬畏的心的。
I remember when we encountered things of the world, we had a reverent heart for God.
但是今天地上的教会，
but the church today,
面临非常大的危机。
Is in a crisis.
我们看见这个世界上的东西啊，很多东西已经没有感觉了。
We see that the church is callous towards many of the things in the world, and this is a frightening thing.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们必须提醒我们自己，我们是蒙恩的圣徒。
We have to remind ourselves we are saints.
我们必须跟世界有分别的。
We have to be separated from the world.
这是为着教会。
This is for the church, for the testimony of the Lord.
否则的话，教会就变得非常的属世。
Otherwise, the church becomes worldly.
那神对建造教会的心意就失去了。
And the desire of the Lord to build up His church goes away.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
我们行事为人要与那所蒙的恩召相称。
We have to walk according to the calling with which we've been called.
希望我们弟兄姊妹能牢记这句话。
I hope brothers and sisters will remember this word.
如果我们能牢记这句话，
if we can remember these words,
在生活中跟世界一有一些的分别，
then in our living we will have this separation from the world.
这是教会的祝福。
And this will be a blessing to the church.
带来神的恩典和祝福。
It will bring God's grace and blessing.
所以神在这里第一件事要求我们的，就是我们的行走不要再像外邦人。
So the first aspect is that our walk is no longer like that of the Gentile or unbeliever.
当我们来到第五章这里的时候，
Then we come to chapter 5.
在五章第二节这里啊，
In chapter 5, verse 2, it says,
中文说也要凭爱心行事。
It says, walk in love.
你看，英文很清楚， walk in love. 要行走在爱中间。
Walk in love.
那么我们中文就讲凭爱心行事，这里说要行走在爱的当中。
Walk in love.
那么我们如何能行走在爱中呢？
How do we walk in love?
他第一节告诉我们要效法神。
The verse 1 tells us, be imitators of God.
好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
As beloved children.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们论到神的爱。
When we encounter God's love.
我想这个呢，我们好像一点都不陌生。
This is not something we are unfamiliar with.
但是实际上，
But yet in reality,
我们对神的爱认识的非常有限。
We are very limited in our understanding of God's love.
保罗在以弗所书第三章告诉我们，
Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 3,
他说基督所显明的这个爱，
The love that Christ has revealed,
是过于人所能测度的。
Says it surpasses knowledge. The love of Christ surpasses knowledge.
所以到底这个爱有多大，我们难以完全明白。
Truly, how great is the love of Christ? We can't fully understand this.
我们读圣经就很清楚。
When we read the Bible, it becomes clear.
神的爱
God's love
是在宇宙中间一切事物最大的一个动力。
God's love is the greatest force in this universe.
也可以说是一个 motivation, 啊，是一切事物的一个启动的力量。
It's a motivating force. It initiates everything.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们知道圣经讲这个爱是从父来的。
The Bible tells us that this love comes from the Father.
圣经提到父就是提到源头。
When it speaks of the Father, speaks of this source.
这个爱的源头是从神来的。
The source of love is God.
我们从圣经里面很清楚地看见。
From the Bible we clearly see.
在创世以前。
That before the creation,
因为父爱子,
because the Father loves the Son,
哦，这个爱啊，是我们难以用言语来形容的。
This love cannot be described by man's words.
他爱他，怎么表现呢?
How does he express his love for his Son?
所以他就定下了旨意。
He comes up with a plan or a will.
做了完整的计划。
A complete plan.
然后工作
and then begins to work.
做什么呢?
What is that work?
就是建造教会
To build the church.
神就把这个教会呢给他的儿子
And the church is ultimately for his son.
这是出于神的爱
This is out of God's love.
因为神爱他的儿子
Because God loves his son.
所以神建造教会为着他的儿子
He builds up the church for his son.
所以弟兄姊妹我们要明白啊
So brothers and sisters, we have to understand.
教会是主的
The church belongs to the Lord.
不是我们的
It is not ours.
啊，所以我们知道因为父把教会给了子
Because the Father has given the church to the Son.
所以我们就看见这个子呢就是那么样的爱教会。
We see how much the Son then loves the church.
今天呢我们已经感觉呢教会这个词啊已经被这个人呢把它通俗化了、啊、已经远离了神原初的意思。
We see that the usage and definition of the church has become worldly. Far from God's original intent and purpose.
很多神的儿女们提到教会都是轻描淡写哦教会那没什么。
We use the term church very casually.
但是我们知道嘛起初因为神有这个爱为着他的儿子。
But we know that from the beginning the father had a love for his son.
有人讲就神把这个教会好像当作礼物一样的送给他的儿子。
It's been depicted that it's the church is like a gift given to the Son.
所以我们知道吗今天地上所有教会
Because there is the church today.
这个根源是出自神的爱。
It originates from God's love.
所以神不仅爱他的儿子。
So God not only loves his Son.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神也爱我们。
God loves us.
所以我们有首诗歌唱得很好。神怎样爱他的儿子也照样爱我们
There's a hymn that goes As God has loved his son, he has loved us
弟兄姊妹这个爱显在我们的身上、啊、那是真是太伟大了
And this love that has been manifested in us How great is that love
啊，那么所以保罗告诉我们说、啊、
So Paul tells us
这个爱被称作大爱
He refers to this love as the great love.
他用这么一个形容词是大爱。
Great love.
并且这个爱在基督身上显出来的时候
And when it's manifested through Christ.
被称作是扩长身高。
It speaks of the breadth and length and height and depth.
弟兄姊妹我们知道这个扩长身高啊这个是难以形容的对不对
We know that these four dimensions speak of something that is hard to encompass.
多宽是宽呢、啊、
How wide is
多高是高啊
How wide is the love of God?
多深是深呢、啊、
How high and how deep?
扩长身高
Breadth, length, height, and depth.
弟兄姊妹这就讲到一个无限的一个光景
This talks about a condition that is limitless.
基督是无限的，他的爱也是无限的。
Christ has no limit, neither has his love.
所以我们今天呢，真是蒙大恩呐。
So today we have received a great grace.
神用这样的爱来爱我们。
He has loved us with such a love.
所以今天难怪我们这么软弱。
So why are we so weak today?
常常失败。
We often fail.
但是神仍旧宽容我们。
And yet, the Lord forgives us.
是吧？他用无限的忍耐在带领我们。
He leads us with limitless patience.
你知道，有的时候我们失败、软弱到一个地步。
You know, sometimes we are weak to the point.
有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹有这个感觉的。
A lot of those who love the Lord have this feeling.
我们对主说：“主啊，我真的不可爱。”
We say, "Lord, we are truly unlovable."
你把我丢掉算了。
Lord, why don't you just cast me away?
像我这样的人这么败坏。
Someone as corrupt as me.
不值得你爱。
I'm not worthy of your love.
但是呢，这爱是不放弃的。
But this love will not let us go.
圣经告诉我们，主爱我们是爱我们到底。
The Bible tells us that the Lord will love us to the end.
就是不管你怎么改变。
No matter how you might be, how you might change, how despicable you are, the Lord will love you to the end. He will never let you go.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们真是难以想象神是多么的爱我们。
Can we imagine how much God loves us?
有的时候我们看这些弟兄姊妹失败软弱了，我们都受不了，对不对?
Sometimes when we see brothers and sisters who are so weak and wicked, we can't handle it.
但是神还是不放弃的。
But God hasn't let them go.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
他接纳我们,
He receives us and forgives us.
这已经是极大的怜悯啊。
What an amazing grace.
我们是什么人啊?
Who are we?
如果你在主的光中蒙过光照,
If you've been enlightened by the light of the Lord,
你就感觉到我们从头顶到脚掌都是满了罪的。
You realize that I am a sinner from my head to my toes.
弟兄姊妹,只有神愿意接纳。
Brothers and sisters, only God will receive us.
我们要感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
并且呢，他在千万人中拣选我们。
And among thousands, he has chosen us.
哎呀，这个拣选也是真的是非常的伟大。
This election is so great.
当然，弟兄姊妹，你知道在圣徒中有像保罗这样的人啊。
We know that there are those like Paul.
受过高等教育的。
He is well educated.
但是呢，也有那些打鱼的人呢。
But then there are also those like the fishermen.
那不仅是打鱼的人呢。
Not only are they fishermen.
你读圣经还有个拉撒路。
Then there was also Lazarus.
那个乞丐，满身都长疮。
He was a leper.
哎呀，臭得不得了。
And he was filthy.
弟兄姊妹，如果让你去接纳。你要接纳吗?
Would you accept someone like that?
你要拣选他吗?
If you had to elect someone, would you elect this person?
但是神的爱也拣选他。
But through God's love, he has selected this one as well.
神把你我这些人拣选出来归给他的儿子。
He has elected us to be given to his son.
弟兄姊妹，愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
如果你仔细想一想
，Think carefully.
知道我们这个人是多么的、多么的不堪的、败坏的。
How despicable we are.
今天神把我们拿来说，给了主耶稣。
And yet God takes us and gives us to Christ.
那么主就接纳了我们。
And the Lord receives us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
你仔细的思想，你知道神爱我们的爱，父的爱是何等大的爱。
We think about how deep the Father's love is for us.
真的是过于人所能测度。
It's beyond what man can measure.
你们原谅我这样说。
Forgive me for saying this.
我曾经到过一些很穷苦的地区。
I've been to some very poor areas.
哎呀，我看见那些人呢，也没有受过多少的教育。
I've encountered individuals who have no education.
完全是我们所看见的乡下人样子。
They're folks in the countryside.
啊，那么那个脏得不得了啊，那个样子看起来也不怎么样。
They're filthy and they don't have a good appearance.
但是他们也是蒙恩得救神的儿女。
And yet they are saved children of God.
你知道，有时候我站在那里看着他们。我里面就受感动啊。
And sometimes when I see such poverty, I'm touched within.
哎呀，我说父啊，你的爱实在太伟大了。
I say to the Father, indeed your love is great.
因为这个爱的缘故。
Because of this love.
他什么样的人都可以接纳。
Doesn't matter what type of person he can receive.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天教会的生活要行走在这个爱当中。
Today, we have to, as a church, walk in love.
我们天然的爱啊，是只爱那些可爱的，对吧？
With our natural love, we only love those whom we find attractive.
只能看着，我们觉得我们能爱的就爱，很多的爱不上来的。
The ones that are attractive, we love, and those that are less so, we don't love.
但是，父的爱，
But the love of the Father,
是远超过我们所能
Surpasses all knowledge.
所以这个爱是一个动力。
This love is an initiating force.
那么神所有的计划工作都是因为有这个爱而推动。
All of God's plans and work is driven by this love.
那么圣经也告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
神的爱呢是一个真理的爱。
God's love is also one of truth.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十三章论到爱的时候啊。
So when Paul writes of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
你看那些完全都是真理啊。
We see that each and every one of those things is truth.
他没有提到感情的事情。
He doesn't speak of emotions.
哎呀，我们每次读到这个哥林多前书十三章啊。
Whenever we read 1 Corinthians 13,
我们觉得保罗讲的爱啊，一点都不 romantic.
We think that, wow, this love is not romantic at all.
但是很奇怪的，很多婚礼里面都唱这个。
But it's funny because a lot of weddings recite 1 Corinthians 13.
我常常感觉啊，那是因为那个音乐听起来还不错，有点 romantic。
I sometimes feel like the music put to these verses is
那么那里所讲的都是真理。
But every one of those items is truth.
所以约翰到晚年的时候特别强调这个。
So the elder John, stressed this.
我很喜欢约翰二书第二章的第二节的话。
In 2 John verse 2,I really like how he puts it.
约翰说爱你们是因为真理的缘故。
John says the love is for the sake of the truth.
所以我们知道这个爱是受真理的约束的。
So we know that this love is within the boundary of truth.
那么你看在约翰福音十四章的里面。
We find in John chapter 14.
约翰写了好几句这样的话。
John says many of these types of phrases.
特别二十一节我们都有些人很熟悉的。
And I think you know verse 21.
主说有了我的命令又遵守的这人就是爱我的。
He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me.
所以真正爱主啊不是光嘴巴上讲。
So to truly love the Lord is not just what we say with our lips.
有很多基督徒在表明自己很爱主。
A lot of Christians to demonstrate their love for the Lord.
有很多说祷告说主啊，我好爱你，我真的爱你啊。
They'll pray, Lord, I love you, I truly love you.
弟兄姊妹们，神说啊，你要真爱我吗？
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord says, Do you truly love me?
你只要遵守我一个命令就好了。
All you have to do is keep my commandments.
这个不是一个情感的东西。
It's not something that is emotional.
它是跟真理结合在一起。
It's attached to the truth.
所以主说你要听我的话，就是爱我的。
So he who hears my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me.
我们知道主的话就是主的命令。
God's words are His commandments.
啊，我这个解释这个命令这个字已经我可能在你们中间也解释过。
I might have explained this word commandments previously.
你当过兵的人就知道什么叫命令，对不对？
Those of you who have had military training, you know what commandments are.
这个命令，中国这个字很好，命令的意思就是用你的命去守住这个令，那就叫命令。
Commands are, you have to keep them with your life.
Yeah. 就说呢，你的命可以丢掉，那个令不能丢掉。就说你可以舍命，但是 commandments 要守住。
You can give up your life, but you have to hold fast to that word.
Yeah,
to the commands.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们如果真正爱神，
If we truly love the Lord today,
我们就守住他的话。
We have to hold fast to his word.
所以教会历史上，
So throughout church history,
很多弟兄姊妹殉道，
There were many who were martyred for the Lord.
他们就是守住神的命令，宁可把自己的命不要。
They kept held fast to the commands of the Lord even unto death.
所以你看见这个爱跟这个真理是并行的。
So we see that love is intertwined with truth.
所以我们听主的话，那个才是真正的爱主。
We hear His commands, that is love.
所以这个爱是真理的爱。
This is a love that is one of truth.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
圣经因此就讲说呢，这个爱叫做 agape，
So this love is referred to as agape.
这个 agape 这个字，我们真的很难完全的能够明白它。
And it's really hard for us to completely understand this term.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
他为要让我们知道他是如何的爱我们。
Because he wants us to know how much he indeed loves us.
他就借着他的儿子耶稣基督把这个爱显明出来。
He sends his son, and through our Lord Jesus manifests this love.
这里讲到基督爱我们。
Speaks of how Jesus loves us.
为我们舍己。
And how he gave himself up for us.
他做了馨香的这个供物和祭物。
As a fragrant, he offered himself as a sacrifice, as a fragrant aroma.
这个供物的意思是什么呢？
What is this fragrant aroma?
这个offering.
What is this offering?
这个 offering 的意思就是 说什么呢？是他自愿。
This offering speaks of a willingness.
不是勉强的。
It's not forced.
是他主动的。
It's, by his will. It's not forced.
不是 forced. 那么什么叫祭物呢？
And what is the sacrifice?
这祭物就是流血舍命。
The sacrifice speaks of him shedding his blood and giving up his life.
然后摆在祭坛上把它烧成灰。
And then placed upon the altar and burnt.
这什么意思呢？
What does the sacrifice mean?
就是毫无保留的全部都给。
That it is given completely.
所以呢，当我们的神把他的儿子舍弃的时候，
So when God gave up his son,
基督到地上来的时候，
When Christ came into this world,
他不仅是自愿的愿意来，
Not only was it a willing offering,
他也完全的为我们舍弃。
It was a complete sacrifice.
没有一点点的保留。
He did not hold back anything.
神的爱是借着基督这样表明的。
This is how God's love is made manifest to us.
我们记得主耶稣钉十字架的时候，
We recall how when our Lord Jesus was crucified,
门徒中间只有一个人跟到十字架底下。
Among the disciples, there was only one at the foot of the cross.
那就是约翰。
And that was John.
约翰是亲眼看见主耶稣钉十字架。
With his own eyes, he saw Christ upon the cross.
当时还有一些姊妹们在旁边。
And of course, there were some women with him.
耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚也在那里。
Our Lord Jesus' worldly mother, Mary, was there.
我想约翰站在十字架底下。
Can only imagine John standing at the foot of the cross.
你会感觉到他的心是多么的难过的。
You can imagine the sorrow he must have had within.
约翰呢，是被称作是一个蒙爱的圣徒。
John was considered him whom the Lord loved.
如果在过去的日子，你问约翰，你说你懂得什么是神的爱吗？
In the past, if you asked John, do you understand the love of God?
他说当然啊。
He would have said, of course.
我跟主耶稣在一起，我真的主爱我，我也爱主。
I'm with the Lord. I love him and he loves me.
约翰以为他已经完全明白神的爱。
John probably felt he knew God's love.
但只等到他晚年。
But it wasn't until he was the elderly John.
当他写约翰一书的时候。
That as he is writing 1 John.
他有这样的话说。
He had this word.
约翰一书第三章十六节。
1 John 3:16.
他说主为我们舍命。从此我们就知道何为爱。
We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us.
弟兄姊妹们，经过了那么漫长一段日子。
Brothers and sisters, throughout such a long period of time.
当他回想到主钉十字架的时候。
As he thought back of the Lord upon the cross.
这个时候他里面才真正的里面更开了。
Then he understood even more.God's love.
他感觉到那个挂在十字架上的不仅是主耶稣啊。
The Lord who hung on the cross for him.
乃是神的爱啊。
Represents God's love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
约翰有三年半的日子在地上跟随主。
John followed the Lord for 3.5 years.
他一直在主的爱底下得着主自己的供应和保护。
He was supplied and protected by the Lord.And the Lord's love.
一直等到主上十字架。
But then the Lord went to the cross.
他才完全明白什么是神的爱。
Then he truly understood what the love of God was.
所以我们感谢我们的神。
So we thank our God.
他借着他的儿子把这个爱向我们显明。
Through his son, he manifests his love to us.
但是弟兄姊妹我们要知道啊。
But brothers and sisters, we have to understand.
圣经中啊这个爱有两个字。
In the Bible, there are at least two depictions of two words used to describe love. The first, agape.
另外一个字叫做 phileo.
The other is phileo.
那么过去呢我们弟兄们呢常常把这两个字做对比好像 agape 是好的 phileo 呢是不好的。
Often our brothers will juxtapose these two words and often mention how agape is the good love and phileo is not good.
这 phileo 这个字的意思呢就是有感情。
Within the term phileo, it includes affection.
那个字的意思本来里面也有 kiss 的意思在里面。
And it has the idea of kissing.
亲嘴的意思在里面。
Kissing.
所以是有感情的。
And so there's affection or passion.
所以我们把这个呢当作是不好的。
And so often we think of this as the negative.
不其实呢在圣经里面如果你读约翰福音第五章二十节。
But actually in the Bible, if you read, for example, John 5:20.
那里讲到说父爱子那个字是用 phileo 这个字。
It talks about the love of the father for the son, and that uses the word phileo.
所以在神的爱里面呢，还是有感情的。
So in the realm of God's love, there is this affection.
但是这个感情的部分呢，占的不多，真理的部分占的比较多。
So this affection takes a lesser place than the truth.
那么弟兄姊妹们。圣经中也告诉我们要弟兄相爱。
The Bible also speaks of brotherly love.
那么这个 brotherly love, 这个弟兄相爱呢原文就是 Philadelphia.
And in the original, brotherly love, the word for brotherly love is Philadelphia.
所以他用的是 phileo 这个字。
Again, we find the phrase phileo.
所以今天我们对我们的弟兄姊妹也应当有感情。
So we ought to also have phileo for one another.
也不错，也是应该有感情的。
We have to have affection for one another.
因为如果光讲真理，那是冷冰冰的东西，对吧？
Because if we only pound truth, then that can be a cold, hard thing.
也是有感情的。
There's affection there.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们从圣经中能看见呢，神把这个爱向我们显明。
So we see through the Bible how God manifests His love towards us.
然后他说呢，今天呢，我们要行走在这个爱里面。
And He says we have to walk in this love.
那么行走在这个爱里面呢，我们怎么行走呢？
How do we walk?
我们要效法父亲。
We have to imitate the Father.
啊，那么所以呢，我们知道父的爱，我们刚已经解释了。
I already explained the Father's love.
那么今天我们作为一个蒙爱的儿女，我们要效法父亲。
For us to be beloved children, we have to be imitators of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们每一个蒙恩的圣徒,
every saint,
都是我们天父亲爱的孩子,
is a beloved child of God.
啊, 所以在教会里啊,
so in the church,
我们在服侍主的时候啊,
when we serve the Lord,
你就看见有些弟兄姊妹光景不太好啊, 但是你要提醒自己, 他是天父的
When we see some saints who are not doing as well, we have to remind ourselves that is a beloved child of God. You can't just deal with them in any manner you want. How much the Father loves His children. But it also reminds us how much love you have received is how much of this love you will understand.
那么你行走在这个爱里面能表现的爱就有多少。
And it's how much you can walk and express that love.
啊，所以我们呢，弟兄姊妹要做蒙爱的孩子。
So we have to be beloved children.
可惜啊，我们天然的人呢，不懂得爱。
You know, naturally we can't understand love.
你们记得约瑟的故事吗？
Remember the story of Joseph?
这个雅各很偏心的，他的爸爸雅各很偏心。Jacob
偏的
就是 partial。
Oh, Jacob was very partial.
那么有十二个孩子，他就专门爱，那个时候还没有变雅敏，他就专门爱约瑟。
There were all the brothers, and yet he only loved Joseph.
哎呀，把什么好东西都给约瑟。
He gave all the best to Joseph.
啊，也给他做一件彩衣，那个彩衣。
And he made Joseph a coat of many colors.
按理讲呢，约瑟在父亲的面前是蒙爱的，对不对？
Of course, this speaks of how Joseph was a beloved child of Jacob.
他应该用这个爱去爱他的弟兄们的。
He ought to have used this love to love his brethren.
哎，结果相反。
But it's the opposite.
他竟是在他爸爸面前呢，告他兄弟们的状。
Yeah, he would be a tattletale among his brethren.
讲他们的坏话。
He would always call them out for their mistakes.
所以你知道，这是世界上的爱。
This is a worldly love.
这个世界的爱啊，产生不了这个结果。
The worldly love doesn't bear any fruit.
但是我们天父爱我们。
But when the Father loves us,
弟兄姊妹们，你越多蒙神的爱，
the more we receive of His love,
你就能越多流入这个爱。
The more that love is channeled through us.
所以他说我们要效法父。
So we have to be imitators of the Father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
约翰到晚年说呢，神就是爱。
In the later years, John said, God is love.
我们有的这位天父啊，他就是爱。
We have this Heavenly Father, and He is love.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
你知道保罗用这个效法这个字啊。
When Paul speaks of this imitate.
因为这个字呢，是当初希腊文化里面呢，他们所使用的一个字眼。
This was a phrase that was used by the Greeks.
这个当一个老师要教导一个学生。
When a master would teach his student.
他们就用了这个 imitation 这个字啊。
The word imitate would come about.
那么这个字里面呢，它包括了有三方面的作为。
There are three aspects of this imitator.
第一个有理论。
First, a theory.
第二个呢，有模仿 ，copy.
Second, a copy or mold.
然后呢，第三个有实行。
And then in the third, practice.
这是当初呢希腊人呢在他们的教育里面所使用的一个字。
This was a phrase that was used in the Greeks in their doctrine and teachings.
那么保罗就把它用借用过来了。
But Paul borrowed this term.
让我们知道怎么样的效法我们的天父。
So that his audience would know how we ought to imitate the Father.
当然今天我们知道这里讲到我们是天父的儿女说明一个生命的关系。
And so when it speaks of how we are children of God, it speaks of this relationship in life.
这不是老师和学生的。
It's not the relationship of a student and a teacher.
也不是主人和仆人的。
Not a master nor a servant.
是父子之间的。
It's a relationship of father and son.
是有这个生命的。
There's life. There's a relationship in life.We thank our Lord.
把这个充满爱的生命已经赐给我们。
He's already given us His love.
所以你只要活在这个生命的里面。
So all we have to do is reside in that life.
顺服圣灵的带领。
To follow the leading of the Spirit.
自然能把父的爱流露出来。
And then the life of the Father will flow.
我们有许多时候爱不来的。
Often we can't love.
但是神能使我们。
But God can still use us to love others.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
今天教会的生活, 我们必须行走在爱的里面。
Today, in church life, we have to walk in love.
我想很多时候我们讲到这个, 我们里面都觉得很羞愧啊。
Often we feel a lot of regret when we speak of these words.
地上的教会多讲爱。
There's a lot of preachings on love in Christianity today.
但是我们不可否认的说，在爱的关系上是一塌糊涂，是乱七八糟的。
But we know that there is a lot of disorder and chaos, especially regarding these preachings on love.
神的儿女变成最难相爱的。
And then God's people have become those who are difficult to love.
所以你会看见地上的教会一再的分裂。
And so then you even see churches splitting.
弟兄姊妹们，我们对主有亏欠。
We have a lot of regret when it comes to these matters.
提到这些事情的时候。
And when we bring up these matters,
我们要求主让我们有谦卑的灵。
May the Lord give us a spirit of humility.
实在就我们所知道的，我们人就是不知道。
We really know very little.
尤其在实行的事情上。
Especially in practice.
我们真的是看见多少的情况是叫人心碎的。
We've seen so many instances that causes heartbreak.
所以保罗在这里提到神的儿女们要行在爱中。
So Paul reminds and emphasizes the children of God to walk in love.
所以求主使我们能更多认识神的爱。
May the Lord allow us to know more of His love,
经历他的爱,
to experience His love.
也让这个爱在教会中间能够被流出来。
And allow this love to be poured forth within the church.
这真的是一个何等不容易的一件事情。
What a difficult thing.
我记得我以前曾经讲过 一个例子，我再说一下。
I think I've given you this example previously.
那很多年前
，many years ago，
我们聚会里面有一个弟兄。
There was a brother in our meeting place.
这个弟兄啊，哎呀，是求主用血遮盖，我这样讲，很难的一个弟兄，很难办。
May the Lord forgive me for saying this, but this was a difficult brother.
啊，那个脾气很大。
He had a bad temper.
情绪也是波动得很厉害。
He was very moody.
有一阵子他不然什么事情不高兴了，他就不来聚会。
And if there was a circumstance that made him unhappy, he didn't come to the meeting.
啊，当然有的有，你知道我们人有私心啊。我们就是。
We're selfish.
对。
As human beings,
we're selfish. 像这么一个难办的人在那里，有时候他走了，很多弟兄姊妹很高兴的。他走了，我们就没麻烦了嘛。
In our selfishness, we think, oh, if he's not going to meet with us anymore, that's for the better.
连我心里面都有这么一个感觉。
And even I had that kind of feeling.
我说主啊，不是我赶他走，他自己跑掉了。
I said, Lord, it's not that I drove him away. He left on his own.
嗯， 我就说呢，那么他要不要回来？主你感动他吧。
Lord, if you want him back in our midst, why don't you touch him?
结果有一天我在家里。
But then one day I was in my home.
我们一个姊妹正在上班呢。
My wife was at work.
不是我 my wife, 一个姊妹，有一个姊妹。
There was a sister at work.
那么她在工厂里面做工。
She worked in a factory.
哎呦，她正在做工，做了一半呢，这个主的爱就充满她，她受不了了。
And in the midst of her work, the love of the Lord filled her, and she couldn't take it anymore.
她就一面做工一面哭啊。
As she was doing her work, she was in tears.
后来忍不住，她就打电话给我。
And then she couldn't hold on anymore, and she called me.
她孙弟兄
said, "Brother, son."
她说啊，主的爱浇灌感动我。
The love of the Lord.Filled me.
他说我受不了，我不管了，我打电话给你。
She said I couldn't take it anymore, so I had to call you.
你一定要把这个弟兄找回来。
She said you have to go and bring that difficult brother back.
哎呦，他在电话那边呢，哭得非常的伤心啊。
And she was in tears.
我拿着电话呢，我说好，你不哭啊，不要哭了，那我去吧，我就是这样。
So I told her, okay, stop crying and I'll go talk to him.
但是我把电话放下来啊。
But as soon as I hung up,
我心里面就很为难
了。I felt very difficult within.
因为那个弟兄啊，对我还是特别有意见。
Because that brother was very opinionated towards me.
哎呀，要我去找他，我真的是觉得非常为难。
For me to go talk to him, it was such a challenging thing.
结果我只好祷告主。
So I called upon the Lord.
过去一段日子我也难过啊。
And I was sorrowful during that time.
我说主啊，很多弟兄姊妹我都能爱，但是这个弟兄我就是爱不上去，没办法。
And I even told the Lord, Lord, I love many of the brothers and sisters, but this brother is very difficult to love.
所以主就借这个姊妹打电话来催我来了。
So the Lord, through this sister, encouraged me.
所以那天我就说好，死就死吧。
So I told the Lord, if I have to die, I'm going to go and talk to this person.
所以我就拿起电话呢，哇，就给那个弟兄打电话。
So I picked up the phone and I called this brother.
当然我怎么跟他讲的呢？
And what did I say to him?
我拿电话，他听是我的声音，他也很紧张。
As soon as he picked up and heard that it was my voice, I think he became nervous too.
我说弟兄，我请你吃饭。
I didn't know what to say, so I said, "Brother, can I buy you lunch?"
他讲吃饭。后来他说好。
So he hesitated and said, "Okay."
所以我就约了他，我们两个在饭馆里面见面。
So I met him in a restaurant.
哎呦，那天去的时候，我的心里蹦蹦跳了。
And my heart was beating so hard.
我就准备好说呢，我绝对不跟他争。
And I told myself, I'm not going to argue with this brother.
求主保守我。
Lord, may you protect me.
我说我去让他骂一顿好了。
I'm going to let him scold me.
我心里面就是这么准备的。
And I told myself I was just going to take it.
结果到了餐馆我们见面。
And then I met him at the restaurant.
出乎我意料之外的。就完全。
Oh, unexpectedly.
结果呢，我们讲，他哭起来了。
We started to chat and he started to cry. This brother started to cry.
哎呦，他哭得不得了。
And he was in such tears.
啊，我说弟兄你也不要哭。
I told him, brother, don't cry.
回来聚会吧。
Come back to the meeting.
回来聚会吧。
Come meet with us again.
啊，那个主日，我们波饼聚会时他回来了。
And that following Sunday during the communion, he came and broke bread with us.
他就从外面一路的哭进来。
From the outside in, he was in tears as he came in.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
在教会里,
in the church,
爱是容易讲的, 是不容易实行的。
Love is something that's easily spoken of, but very difficult to put into practice.
但是对我们的神来讲,
but for our God,
他不仅是这样讲, 他也这样实行。
Not only does he speak,He works in this way.
我们不能忘记，我们是天父的儿女。
Do not forget that we are children of the Father.
我们应当效法他。
We ought to imitate our Father.
我们要感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
我们要多多的活在神的爱里面。
How we live in God's love.
你多蒙他的爱。
The more we experience His love,
就越能走在爱的路上。
The more we can walk in love.
那么到了第三节以后啊。
Then in verse 3.
哎，好像跟这个爱呢没什么关系一样。
Then it seems like he changes gears.
但是呢，我们要明白一件事情啊。
But we have to understand something.
守住真理就是爱主。
To hold fast to his truth and commandments, that is the love of him.
这后面呢讲到的是真理。
So then he begins to speak truth.
他就说呢，首先我们要合乎圣徒的体统，这个英文是没有的，就是第三节那里讲，就是becomes a saint.
Oh, it speaks of the brothers and sisters as saints in verse 3.
我们中国人把它加上体统两个字。
It's a different translation in the Chinese.
我也不知道弟兄姊妹你懂不懂得什么叫体统。OK, 那么就是反正 anyway 啊，你做了圣徒了。
Anyways, it speaks of saints.
什么叫圣徒呢？
What is a saint?
就是分别为圣。
It's one who is separated and holy.
凡是你是圣徒，这些东西你就不能做的。
If you're a saint and you are holy, you cannot do these things in verse 3.
所以这淫乱的、污秽的、贪婪的这些呢，都不能做的。
This immorality, impurity, or greed cannot be found amongst us.
但是我们能感觉到这幕后的世代，整个社会里面都充满了这些东西。
But we find that today's society is filled with these things.
所以这些世界的风俗啊，你不要说把它带到教会里面，连提都不可以提的。
It says we shouldn't even, not only do we not bring them into our midst, we can't even speak of these things.
我们如果 在这些事情上面没有一个分别，
If there's no separating line here,
我们在爱的生活上会产生非常大的混乱。
Then it becomes very difficult and chaotic as we try to walk in love.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们要注意言语的问题。
And then Paul mentions how we need to be careful how we speak.
前面一个点告诉我们要注意心思的问题。
In verse 3, it talks about matters of the heart.
不是，在那个与外邦人有分别的事上。
We have to be separated from the Gentiles.
啊，那里告诉我们要注意我们的心思，不要像外邦人。
There we have to focus on our mind.
这里呢，我们的言语也要控制住。
Here we have to now watch our speech.
啊，总要说感恩的话。
We have to give words of thanksgiving in verse 4. 基督徒啊，
什么淫词妄语、嬉笑的话呢？他说不相宜。
Says the filthiness, silly talk, coarse jesting, these are not fitting.
有时候你心里面想讲了。
We may want to say it.
你简单对自己讲一句话。
But tell yourself.
你说我是圣徒啊。
You have to tell yourself, I am a saint.
不方便讲这些话，不方便。
It is not fitting for me to say such words.
它不合不相宜，原文就是不方便。
It's inconvenient for me to say these words.
外邦人很方便，他爱讲什么讲什么，我们是不方便讲什么。
The Gentiles and unbelievers, they can say all the things they want, but for me, it is not fitting.
舌头需要受到圣灵的约束。
Our tongues have to be restricted by the guidance of the Spirit.
保罗说要总要说感谢的话。
And we have to speak words of thanksgiving.
我们宁可多多感恩。
We'd rather give more thanks.
那么保罗下面很严肃地提醒我们。
Then Paul very sternly warns us.
如果你做这些事情，你跟基督和神的国是无份的。
If we do such things, we have no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道圣经的原文这里指的是一些人，不是他们光做的事。那个淫乱的人、污秽的人、贪心的人、拜偶像的人啊，这里。
Here in verse 5 it says, For this you know with certainty that nor immoral, nor impure person, or covetous man who is an idolater.
这些人是与神的国是无份。
These people have no part in the inheritance in the kingdom.
所以我们需要确实的知道。
So we have to truly know.
如果我们还像外邦人这样做。
If we behave like the unbelievers,
保罗讲神的愤怒要临到那个悖逆之子。
Then it speaks in verse 6 that of the wrath of God upon the sons of disobedience.
我们不要被欺骗。
May we not be deceived.
如果不顺服神呢？
If we are disobedient to God,
那个也是可怕的事情。
This is a frightening word here.
所以最后他告诉我们说呢，
And then finally it says,
我们不要与他们同伙。
In verse 7, therefore do not be partakers with them.
这个意思说呢， 你不是说你不能交一些世界上的朋友。
It doesn't mean that we can't have worldly friends.
但是要很小心。
But we have to be careful.
不要跟他们同伙。
It says we cannot be partakers with them.
他们在那里乱讲话的时候，你不要参与在。
If they're using coarse speech, we cannot participate.
他们做那些不合宜的事情的时候，你不要参与。
If they do the things that are not fitting,We cannot participate.
我们要知道我们是蒙爱的神的儿女。
We have to know that we are beloved children of God.
我们是天父的儿女。
We are children of the Heavenly Father.
我们总要做一些事情，不能叫父的名受羞辱的。
We have to do the things that don't cause shame to the Father's name.
我们要蒙爱在神的跟前。
And so we have to.Be those beloved children.
所以要行走在爱的里面。
And we have to walk in love.
但愿在这些年间，
May the Lord in these years,
在我们各地的聚会里面，
In our local assemblies,
主能恢复这个爱。
May the Lord restore such love.
让我们弟兄姊妹们在今天这个世代的里面，
That among brothers and sisters in today's dark age,
做天父蒙爱的儿女
Be those beloved children of God
我们能行走在爱的里面
That we might walk in love
这个呢是关乎到教会的建造关乎到教会的见证
And this has intimately to do with the building up and edification of the church
我们再说
I'll say it again
以弗所的后一半
The second half of Ephesians
跟前一半是一样的重要的
It's just as important as the first half of Ephesians.
仰望主的怜悯。
So may the Lord have mercy.
我们知道他的灵在我们中间做工。
We know that the Spirit is at work in our midst.
他能够把我们带到这些真理的。
And He will bring us into this truth.
所以愿主用这些话今天也一样的激励我们。
And so may the Lord encourage us with His word.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
把我们的父亲我们满心的感谢你
Abba Father we thank you
你是爱的神
You are the God of love
你因着你爱的缘故
Because of your great love
你拣选了我们这些不配的人
You have elected us who are unworthy
让我们因你儿子的救恩成为你的儿女
That through salvation in your Son, we have become children.
圣灵与我们的心同证我们是你的儿女。
The Spirit confirms with our hearts that we are the children of God.
父啊，你已经把你的生命赐给了我们。
Father, you have already given us your life.
愿你的爱充满我们。
May your love fill our being.
让你的儿女们个个都在你面前蒙你自己的爱。
That your children may constantly experience your love.
好叫我们能够行走在爱中。
That we might walk in love.
今天我们知道地上的教会是叫你伤心的。
We know that you are heartbroken over the condition of the church today.
因为神的儿女们在爱的事上有亏欠。
Because we have shortchanged you in this matter of love.
我们仰望你自己的怜悯。
Lord, may you forgive us.
父啊。
Heavenly Father,
常常用你的爱来浇灌我们。
Constantly fill us with your love.
让我们无论在什么样情况中
And no matter what circumstance we find ourselves in,
我们能爱我们的主耶稣基督。
We might love our Lord Jesus.
也能够彼此相爱。
And love one another.
父为着你所要建立的教会。
Father, for the church that you are building up.
求你向我们施怜悯。
May you also show us grace.
我们愿意这些话成为实际恢复在我们的中间。
May these words become reality and be restored in our midst.
谢谢你的宽容和怜悯。
Thank you for your mercy and grace.
垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.